At one time, Lubbock was a mile square, a beautiful town. I used to brag about Lubbock. Now I can't. Lubbock got a slum look.
Yeah.
It's about 8 by 9 miles now.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, it got a slummy look. Too much black and brown stuff moved in.
Yeah, yeah.
That ruins the city right away.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what I don't like about Lubbock is the sand in the air, you know?
Well, that's something you have to live with. It was so bad, people wouldn't be there. But look at the thousands and millions of people there.
That's true.
They got tenant folks near Amarillo. You know where Herbert, Texas is?
Sure.
Between Herbert and Canyon City is a place called Umbriger. I have kin folks there. My dad's younger sister married from there. And our husband's still living, 93 years old.
Oh, I see. My goodness. Let me make sure I'm getting a tape here, okay?
Wait a minute. I'm talking
to who can make a formal speech, but if you talk to him just person to person, he can't talk.
Well, I can talk about it person to person. Ask me a question. Listen, question.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you some more right now. What would you say your occupation is?
Painting and paper hanging.
Occupation.
Woodwork.
And tell me about when you lived on a farm. Was that when you were a boy?
No. I started living on a farm after I became 8 years of age.
I see. And you lived on a farm how long?
Well, that's right. It's 11 years.
Okay. Was your father a farmer or what?
Well, he was a combination of farmer and blacksmith and wheelwright.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Education. I have a form, usually, you know, that I fill out here and put in things like your birthplace and that kind of thing, and I forgot to get one, and so I'm having to write down, you know, as I go.
And my grandfather, his father was a tailor.
Oh. Did he live here, too?
Well, he came here in 1881, mm-hmm. The Kriskis did. Well, my grandfather never knew him. He died in 91.
Oh. Now, tell me, where you went to school again. You told me once and
I... A year and a half in Weimar and four in High Hill. A year and a half in Weimar and four in High Hill. I didn't get to the sixth grade even. I have an education.
Yeah, I tell you, you don't need school sometimes to get an education.
I did most of my educating myself after I became 21. At that time, you didn't need education. In other words, when you could say one and one is two, you had an education. And you found a plow handle.
Yeah.
That's the way it was.
Was it a one-room school, little school, when you went?
Do what?
Was it a little bitty school?
Two-room buildings.
Uh-huh.
That's all I ever had, two-room buildings. There wasn't no elaborate deal like it's today.
Yeah.
My kids have high school.
Let's see. Oh, what should I put for religion?
I'm Catholic.
Catholic. Okay. Do you belong to any clubs? Or?
Yeah, well, I belong to Sons of Hammond Lodge. You know what that is?
No.
You don't? Lubbock has a Sons of Hammond Lodge.
How do I spell that?
Sons, S-O-N-S, Sons. O-F.
Uh-huh.
H-E-R-M-A-N-N. Sons of Hammond Lodge.
Okay, what is that?
That's a fraternal and insurance organizations. It's like your savings, like the Masons. You don't understand the Masons, I'm sure.
I've heard of it.
Oh, okay. Do you belong to any kind of organization?
Yeah. I have some clubs that I belong to.
See, this is a social, but it's also below. If you're below 60 years of age, you can take out insurance.
That's
an insurance lodge, and same time it's a. Oh, heck, they got 235 lodges in Texas. Lubbock has one down on Slide Road.
Oh, yeah, I know where Slide Road is. Okay,
I have Kodak pictures of Lubbock taken in 1920.
Really? Boy, Lubbock is so flat. You know what I like about here is because of the hills. And more trees and so on, you know?
Yeah, you probably never saw the courthouse. You're familiar with downtown Lubbock?
Yeah, sort of.
Did you see the courthouse that was torn down about 5 years ago or so?
Yeah.
Do you remember the courthouse?
Yeah, I